That is a lot of training that goes into the first 60 days of hire, as we have seen. Training can continue to occur throughout the year. However, at a minimum, annual training must occur, but in what topic areas? Think about all of the training done at orientation, and you will be repeating most of it. All of the program requirements, and if you forgot already, refer to the list in your handouts, except for the job description and the 245D policies. First aid is not required annually if the staff person has received certification that's valid for 2 years. So again, you are repeating basically all of the program requirements in Subdivision 4, except for the job description and 245D policies. From the person-specific or Subdivision 4A list of training topics, only a review of updated plans and documents is required. This staff training typically occurs after each person's annual meeting when outcomes, IAPPs, self-management assessments, and the addendum are updated. Staff always must be trained on and have access to the most current information possible. The annual refresher for the Positive Supports Rule Core and the 4-hour function-specific training are also required. This is only a 4-hour refresher versus the original 8 or 12 hours.